You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Great today, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm feeling superior.
Feeling superior. Well, that's a good thing. We have an exciting guest coming back to the show. I think this is maybe our third.
I think it's at least three.
So anyway,
do you remember?
It's good to have him back. Say hello to Kevin Morrow, who is an implementer and engager and certainly not a social media guru. Welcome back, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Great to be here again.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for making the time to join us. Before we get into it, Kevin, do talk a little bit about you and your background.
I am a prior lives. I've been a real estate agent for general real estate, primarily, though, in new homes. Worked throughout that industry in various fields and roles, including marketing director, salesperson, social media manager. So a little bit of everything.
So Kevin, in your previous roles, I know one of the things you did a lot is take the content that builders produced, or actually maybe even produced that content, and then syndicated it further on the web. One of the things that we see real estate agents really struggle with is how to produce content and how to get it out there. Can you talk a little bit about how real estate agents can use builders' content to really promote themselves?
When you see something, pull blogs. Pull information from your area of expertise. And by area, I do mean your locale. That way you become the expert. So one of the biggest ones is do it for your own self-knowledge, if nothing else. Forget content for 1 second, but then moving forward into content, new community openings, homes that are available. What are the price points? That's all information you can get from builders' blogs and other services that promote builders. I mean, you have to be careful. There's one company in town who has a slogan, RSS does not mean really simple to steal. So you know, don't take the content and put it right on your blog, but use it as an informational tool, write your own piece on it, and then link back to it. One of the easy ways that I think a lot of people feel more comfortable with is actually on Facebook. It's a great source of content on Facebook because you can just put up the link and say, oh, wow, look at what builder XYZ is offering in this neighborhood. I know of one particular agent in the northern area who does that. She has made her Facebook page a combination of lifestyle, general real estate, as well as new builder content.
Kevin, you label yourself not a social media guru. And I know it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. I also know you well enough to know that there's some more thought behind that. Talk about that some.
Well, the not social media guru is in response to if you're online, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, if you see blogs, you see so many people bill themselves as social media gurus, and they are the answer to all your needs. And I emphasize the all. This area is maturing and there are slots. I cannot build you a proper blog. And there are plenty of classes you could take if you've got the time. You could potentially build your own blog depending upon your time, resources, what your time is worth. The ideal situation, of course, is to have one built for you. But that's not what I do. What I specialize in is content. And getting out to the people, making the platforms work. That's more the direction I like to go in.
Another thing I think you did a great job of when you were at Lennar is really creating a personal brand via social media. Any suggestions for agents going out there really wanting to brand themselves online?
Agents specifically should probably brand personally. There are other instances where maybe that's not the best tactic. And that's the thing to sit down and decide from day one, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to brand yourself as the lifestyle expert for a certain area, be it in town or suburbs? There are two that I know of in each of those areas that I think have done a very good job of that. They've taken slightly different approaches, but I think they've both done very well with it. But it's engaging with people. It's talking back to people. You see a conversation on Twitter, pop in on it. That's how you build the relationships.
All right. We'll be back with Kevin Morrow after this. commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, we're back with implementer and engager, Kevin Morrow.
Kevin, you mentioned that you're focused on content. Two questions. Why? And then the second follow-on is that when I ask folks about that, it seems to be a big mountain to climb, or it's perceived as a big mountain to climb, to developing content. So why do I need it, and what kind of steps can I take to start developing it?
Developing content from scratch is hard, and that's why don't recreate the wheel. Get inspired by what else you feel. Flights of fancy, you know, make a note. The car is famous for me. You know, just something pops into my head. And sometimes what ends up that I end up creating is very different from the original concept. It'll go through two or three evolutions. That might be I can't find the picture, the words just don't come, or I find a better resource. And again, it depends on your platform. If you're talking about Facebook, you don't really need to develop that much content. You can resource your content, and whether it be by subscribing, the best way is by subscribing to feeds of people or resources. If you're a realtor, National Association of Realtors, if you're concentrating on more on new homes, the NAHB or Builder Magazine are good resources. Hopefully, you're involved in your industry and you know where that content's coming from.
So on content, I think that as you're talking about content, most people are thinking written words, but obviously there's a lot more to content than just writing. Another area that I think you really excel at is video. You talk a little bit about how easy it is to shoot your own video and load that as content.
Well, there is a video that I shot that is publicly available, and it was done entirely on my iPhone and a $14 editing software. It's called The Big Red Horse. I don't know if you Google it, if it will come up, but it's in a couple of places. But it's not hard. Your biggest thing is what are you trying to say? The Big Red Horse was nothing more than, as Todd said earlier, I'm kind of known for tongue-in-cheek. The Big Red Horse was rather tongue-in-cheek. However, Terry Swanson, who's been a previous guest on the show, he has done some videos, in fact, has won awards for them, for doing content with video for market research and what's going on in a neighborhood. Even professionally produced video, and I'm not talking to MTV standards, but you know, green screen with a background can be rather affordable.
Yeah, talk more about the affordability piece. I mean, how much, if I'm an agent, let's say, I mean, how much money and time do I need to invest to have a decent personal brand and social media?
It depends is the answer. How strong and how early on are you? I think the bigger thing than the time is consistency. There is someone that I recently was told, oh, you need to follow this person's blog. And I went on, and they really do not do that much content. You know, you're always told, oh, you must do 3 blog posts a week or more. This person is probably doing 2 to 3 a month, but he's doing them consistently. And he has built a brand because this person does not know him but follows his blog who recommended him to me.
Talk a little bit about quality. I just thought of it as you were talking about 2 or 3 blog posts a month. I would expect that individual is probably putting a good bit of effort into having really good, meaty content. Is that important? Or can I also balance it and just have more frivolous, not frivolous, but lighter content, but
That's one way to go in order to get yourself in the habit of doing it. Like the person I mentioned who does the 3 a month, he's not putting that much, it's not heavy content, but it is content about him. So it's more about when he has news to post. But by the same respect, another realtor who I'm not even sure they have a blog, but they have the perfect content for it. Their Facebook page definitely reflects it. I mentioned earlier, and I'll give her a shout out, follow her on Twitter, at Tana B or at on Facebook, Tana Brewster, your savvy Atlanta realtor, I believe is the name of her page. On Facebook, she has balanced lifestyle as well as real estate and done a very good job with it. I mean, yesterday she was carrying on about it's fall, let's make chili, what's your favorite recipe? Not real estate related, but it engages people.
Well, Kevin, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you?
My email, which you'll probably have to replay this four times to get it down, is kbmgrgm@gmail.com. Or you can go see my tongue-in-cheek website. I'll use that term one more time today at smokingonthelidodeck.com.
I love that.
Outstanding. Kevin Morrow, an implementer and engager and certainly not a social media guru. It was great to have you back. Thanks for coming back and joining us.
Great to be here.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
One of our favorite builders, Trayton Homes, is offering a $7,500 closing cost bonus at its new community, The Preserve at Lost Mill Trace. This community is located in desirable East Cobb, and homes are priced from the high 600s.
Wow, East Cobb. I didn't realize there was anything available over there anymore.
Actually, surprisingly, there are a few little niche communities over there. They're all selling pretty well. Again, fabulous school system. This is Walton High School.
Yep.
So it's Eastside Elementary, Dodgeton Middle, and Walton High.
There's an acre of unused land in East Cobb someone builds on. It's just to get into that school district.
Yeah, Walton is awesome.
Yeah, fabulous schools, great amenities. Everything's really, really close. The homes are two-story. There's also a master on the main. The homes boast all the features that you would expect from Trayton Homes, of course, including exceptional exterior finishes such as four sides bricks, cedar shake, and stone, and three-car garages.
Oh, you know what? That is huge. That extra, even if you don't have three cars, there's just a place to put stuff.
Right. So, I mean, especially when you're talking kids and you're talking schools, so you've got all those bikes
and
you know, all the kids' scooters and different things that tend to be somewhere. So,
if you're a guy, you need a place to put your tools.
Right. And your lawnmower. Because, you know, the guy is the one that should mow the grass.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that was what, $7,500 off the closing?
$7,500 off closing. The homes have a variety of different floor plans. There's something for every family, including 4, 5, and 6 bedroom homes, and as many as 4.5 bathrooms.
Wow. Carol, you know that I love to cook. Tell me about the kitchen.
Well, you would love these kitchens. They're gourmet kitchens. They are, perfect for the extravagant dinner party, quick weekend meal. And then there's also fantastic owner suites for relaxing at the end of a long day.
Wow. So you got like a little sitting room built in, a place you put a desk and a recliner maybe?
Yeah. It's interesting. One of the trends we're still seeing out there, and especially in these upper end homes, is, the little breakfast kitchen where you at least have the little mini bar in the master. So, I'm sure if that's something that you wanted to add on, Trayton could accommodate that.
They're flexible that way.
Absolutely flexible, beautiful floor plans. Again, tons of space, up to 6 bedrooms and 4.5 baths.
That's a big house.
It's a very big house. So Delaney, tell us about the nearby amenities.
Well, if you love spending time outdoors in the fall weather, you'll enjoy the abundant open spaces, walking trails, and even a community soccer field.
Soccer field? You don't hear that too much.
And this soccer is
East
Cobb with all that space.
How's there land left for a soccer field? That's impressive.
It is.
Well, Todd, I would suggest you go check it out in person and you can see how all the land is left. And you can find out more about this community from new home specialist Steve Lee at 678-858-1984 or visit TraytonHomes.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to David Smith, known to the world as Butter. He's the president of Perrin Homes. Welcome to the show, Butter.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Butter, before we get into it, do take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, I've been in the building construction business for about 15 years. I started off engineering for Louisiana Pacific, iJoy Systems. Got out of that and went into lumber sales. From that point, about 12 years ago, I started working for a large builder in Atlanta, and then went to another large builder, and at that point decided it was time to start my own company.
So tell us more about your company, Perrin Homes.
Perrin Homes, we started the company about 2.5 years ago. Me and my partner, Whit Marshall, we saw a great opportunity when everything was at the bottom. There were a lot of issues, a lot of builders going under, and had already gone under. And we saw a great opportunity for us to go in and buy, start buying property at a, you know, at a great value on the, you know, rock bottom prices, and start building a few houses in, you know, a couple of select locations, mainly the Gwinnett area around Grayson.
Butter, I'm a bit of a motto aficionado. So I'm just curious the thinking behind with Perrin Homes. It just adds up.
Everything that I've learned from the other companies that I worked for, you know, the past 10, 12 years, I like doing things right, the right way, taking care of people, you know, building a great product, great quality. The most important part after that is the after, you know, the sales service, what we give them for warranty.
Butter, it's impressive to have started a new home building company in the midst of, you know, the market really truly crashing. And I know that you've got quite a success story to share with us. Tell us how many homes you have sold this year and give us a little bit of the background on why you started, you know, a couple of years ago in the midst of the, you know, I guess the decimation of the home building industry.
That was the first question my wife asked me.
Smart lady.
She was wondering what I was thinking.
So you ought to be good at answering that
that's
question.
Right. You know, I mean, we saw a great opportunity when no one else could buy lots, really. You know, no one else could get any construction loans and build homes. We knew we were going to be able to go and reset price points in communities that were originally in the high threes, low fours, and then we can start building and selling, you know, in the high ones, low twos.
Butter, I want to poke a little more at what you were talking about earlier in terms of quality. Talk a little bit more detail about what you do for quality assurance during the whole construction process.
The biggest thing is the great team that we have in place, from superintendents to subcontractors. One of our biggest motto is taking care of people, including our employees and our subcontractors. You know, they're providing a service to us, and they're to be paid and paid well for doing the job that we're asking them to do. They have quality control, you know, technicians in each subcontractor base. When, you know, the painters, they have people that come back and go through the house to make sure that everything is how Perrin Homes expects it to be. And then, you know, the final step is I'm out in the communities walking homes every day, and then several of my superintendents, you know, they're in every home every day checking to make sure that things are going, you know, as planned.
What kind of things do you find typically? Or is there a common
thing? Well, I mean, you see people where they get the biggest thing you see is sheetrock issues and trim issues. Just where, you know, a nick out of a piece of trim, you know, a little sheetrock issue. It's all stuff that can be fixed and taken care of in a matter of minutes. But it's just getting your eye on it and seeing it, because we don't want the homeowner to see it.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, as a guy that's purchased a couple of homes, that level of attention to detail is a big deal.
Sure.
It is a big deal. What about the warranty? You mentioned that, too.
The warranty, we're using the 210 warranty right now, which is a 210 aftermarket warranty. Perrin Homes provides a 2-month and 10-month warranty, where at 2 months we go back in the home. Any issues that the homeowner might have, such as, you know, you're going to have issues. You're going to have a nail pop. You're going to have a crack in the joint of a piece of trim. You're going to have a door that needs adjusting a little bit. So we come back at 2 months and at 10 months and adjust, you know, and take care of any issues.
All right. We'll be back with Butter after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with David Smith, president of Perrin Homes.
David, tell us a little bit about the different locations that you're building in.
We're currently building, I'd say, 6 counties in metro Atlanta, from, you know, Gwinnett, South Fulton, Douglasville, Roswell, Noonan. We've got some locations there. Primarily, we're focused right now in the Gwinnett market, where most of our communities are. From, you know, we have communities from the 150s up to the, you know, about 300,000. And, you know, depending on the community, there's some with extremely nice amenities, such as, you know, pools, swimming, you know, tennis courts, all the stuff for the kids.
Talk a little bit about floor plans. What kind of things are folks looking for these days?
From what I can see and the feedback we get from our agents in marketing, they really like kitchens. They like the openness downstairs, but, you know, a nice kitchen. And also the master bedroom. They're really, you know, turning to the large master bedrooms with the nice baths.
With the sitting rooms, master on the main?
Both. You know, it just depends on the buyer.
Yeah.
You know, there's some that, you know, as soon as they're, you know, the agents will say, everybody wants a master on the main, and you start that, and then, you know, then everybody wants it upstairs.
So, I want, know, the master on the main.
It's kind of a mix. It's kind of a mix.
You know, one of the industry trends that we were hearing a lot about last year was that homes were getting smaller. And then this year we've heard, well, maybe that's not true. Homes are getting bigger or staying the same size. What do you see as, you know, kind of the average square footage that people are looking for?
The average square footage I think people are looking for in our price point is around 3,000 to 3,200 square feet. Most of our homes are, you know, they're five bedrooms. We vault all the ceilings upstairs. It really opens everything up and makes it, you know, it just looks a lot bigger in a 3,000 square foot home with five bedrooms than it actually is.
How about the exteriors? What kind of things you doing there?
We're using a lot of brick and stone. We're using all hardy plank everywhere else, but a lot of brick and stone and a mix of the two.
And the outdoor living kind of things, folks asking for that?
And this price point, we don't run into it nearly as much. Okay. We don't.
Now, I know you mentioned you were building in Roswell. Isn't that one of your newer communities?
It is. It's a townhome community right off Mansell and 400, about a quarter mile off 400. I believe we have like 43 lots in there, and it's doing really well. We're starting in the low 200s, around 220 up to 250, and it's been doing real well. It's a three-story product, all brick.
It's a great price point for Roswell.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know as a home buyer, you know, you're always thinking about location, but I'm just curious from your perspective as a developer and builder, what do you look for in a location?
You know, a lot of it's a gut feeling. A lot of it really is a gut feeling because we'll have communities, the Grayson communities, it's not the best it's a great area to live, but it's not the most convenient to Atlanta. You know, having to get on 316 or 85 to get there. But I think it's just a community that they're living in that you know, that draws them to it. But, you know, like I said, a lot of it's, you know, just kind of a gut feeling and some of the amenities that are around that area.
Parent promise? What's that mean?
It means we promise we're going to take care of you from day one.
That's simple.
You know, to the end.
What kind of trend you seeing? I mean, there's a little feeling around the Atlanta market that things are beginning to pick up, becoming more of a seller's market. Do you see that? And peer into your crystal ball. What do you see for the next year or two?
Things are definitely improving a little bit. I mean, we're way off from, you know, where we were in 06 and 07. But things are definitely improving. You know, the biggest issues that we're having right now is finding property. The property and the lots, you know, on the ground are not nearly as readily available as they were, you know, 2 years ago.
Well, Butter, we're about out of time, I hate to say, but before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Perrin Homes?
They can visit our website, and it's perrinhomes.com.
All right. David Smith, known as Butter, president of Perrin Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us at theatlantarealestateforum.com or on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's show, we'd sure appreciate a review and rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Kevin Morrow and Butter, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan Flammer and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.